ladies and gentlemen, to the War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live this Thursday afternoon. So glad you're all here with us. Infowars.com, band.video. Please do follow us on X and make sure you're following us. I got a message today from somebody on X saying, I've had to follow you three times. Every time I follow you, I go to your profile to realize I'm no longer following you. And so make sure that doesn't happen to you, folks. There's still shenanigans going on behind the scenes, no matter how free X is now compared to the old iteration of Twitter. Make sure you're following us at Real Alex Jones, at Harrison H. Smith, at War Room Show, InfoWars, and AJN Live. At AJN Live. Make sure you're keeping up with us no matter what happens with InfoWars. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Yeah, we got a lot of stuff to talk about today. In politics mostly, but some other stuff as well. We'll be joined by Sam Parker a little bit later. I figured we'd continue the trend Alex Jones had on Elijah Schaefer today, talking about being sued by Kash Patel's girlfriend because he insinuated she's an Israeli honeypot operation. Well, he's not the only one who's been sued. Other people have been sued as well. Sam Parker is one of them, so he's going to come on and tell us his view of the situation. As I agree with, if you're watching Alex and Elijah, clearly this is, well, almost certainly orchestrated by Israel, but absolutely an attack on free speech and a warning shot across the bow to anybody else who would dare suggest that Kash Patel's girlfriend may be an Israeli honeypot. Of course, I would never insinuate such a thing. All I said was that she's a spokesperson for PragerU, and the head of PragerU is an avowed Israeli spy from Unit 8200, okay? Now, draw whatever conclusions you want from that. Like I said, we got a lot to get into, but let's begin today, as we do every day, with our daily dispatch. Derek is running. He's running to the back. All right, somebody was there to hit the button. Thank goodness. That was almost incredibly embarrassing. Here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for Thursday, the 13th of November, 2025. State Department designates four European Antifa-linked groups as terrorists. Former FBI agent Nicole Parker criticized the unequal treatment of conservative speakers on UC Berkeley campus after a recent brawl that occurred outside of a Turning Point USA event on America Reports, where she announced the State Department will designate four Antifa-linked groups operating in Europe as foreign terrorist organizations and specifically designated global terror threats, putting them along the likes of ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and Hezbollah. This, according to Fox News Digital, this is very good news. Of course, we've been talking about this for the last couple of days, pointing out that perhaps one of the reasons that Antifa has not been moved on with the alacrity that they should be is that they were declared a domestic terrorist organization rather than an international one. An international terrorist organization gets a lot more resources towards it. Meanwhile, Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman has been hospitalized after a fall, but is doing well, according to a spokesperson. Upon evaluation, it was established that he had a ventricular fibrillation flare-up that led to Senator Fetterman feeling lightheaded, falling to the ground, and hitting his face with minor injuries. Of course, Fetterman, I've, like a lot of people on our side, grown to appreciate his willingness to be independent and to break from his party when logic and consistency and common sense calls for it. So I pray he's doing better. And, of course, the left is not praying for him to do better because they're psychos. Meanwhile, Verizon to cut 15,000 jobs in America. Verizon Communication plans to eliminate roughly 15,000 positions as part of a major cost-cutting effort amid intensifying competition in wireless and home internet. According to people briefed on the strategy, according to the Wall Street Journal, the reductions expected to roll out over the coming week would mark the largest workforce cutback in the company's history. Most of the shrinkage will come through direct layoffs, the people said. And if you're wondering, yes, they do use H-1B visas at Verizon. I double-checked. Meanwhile, Trump signs bill ending longest government shutdown ever. The nightmare is over, folks. We can finally sleep easy knowing that our hard-earned money is being taken from us and given to people who don't deserve it. Finally, we have this. Israel seeking 20-year America-first security agreement with the U.S. because I guess robbing us every year is getting inconvenient. They just want maybe one lump sum to carry them over, or maybe, you know, establish direct scheduled payments. That way, you know, we don't have to talk about it. The American people are less aware of it, so there's less outrage about it. It's a great plan if you want to rob us. It's great. It's a great plan. It's a great plan to rob us. We'll be right back. In the meantime, I do want to remind you, please do go to thealexjonesstore.com. You get a free hat with any purchase. Shilajit is buy one, get one free. Those are the Shilajit gummies, one of my favorite products. I always take the Shilajit gummies. I always take the Irish Sea Moss gummies. They are jam-packed with naturally occurring vitamins and minerals that your body needs and God gives us through these crazy elements. Shilajit and Irish Sea Moss. Who thought that they would be superfoods that you need? Get them today at thealexjonesstore.com.
The truth is just a tap away. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the Alex Jones app, available now on Google Play and the Apple App Store. Stream the latest shows, stay up to date with breaking news, and support free speech with every click. Grab your t-shirts, hats, supplements, and more, all inside the app. Don't wait. Download the Alex Jones app today and join the fight for freedom.
Watching the War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com.
Annihilate.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live this Thursday afternoon from the legendary InfoWars studios here in the heart of the Empire, Austin, Texas. We got a lot to talk about today. And let's see. We'll get to the Israel stuff. All right. Well, we won't start with that today. We won't. But we'll get to it. We certainly will get to it. Because I want to talk, and it's not even about Israel. It's about Tucker Carlson, and it's about how Tucker Carlson is just me 6 months ago. It's uncanny, to be honest with you. He came out with an episode today talking about Mark Levin and Ben Shapiro. I'll show you clips from it. And it's about Israel. And he starts it off by saying, everybody wakes up going, oh, God, are we still doing this? And it's like, oh, yeah. Oh, we're doing it, all right. We're doing it at forever, I think. I think we'll do it forever. But in it, he's talking about all these things that if you're a regular viewer of The War Room or American Journal before this, it's just exactly what I've been saying for a year. So it's wonderful to see. But if you're a fan of Tucker Carlson, I suggest you watch The War Room because it's Tucker Carlson a year in advance or so. 6 months, we'll see. I've got some clips to show you. But we'll get to that. We will get to that. There's a bunch of other stuff going on that we got to get to. This is one that I think should be illustrative, perhaps a symbol, an emblem, a lesson to be learned from Breitbart.com. Record number of young women want to flee America. They want to flee America. They want to seek asylum away from America. Gallup reports that 40% of affluent white female liberals, awfuls they're called, women aged 15 to 44 would like to flee America permanently. This is four times higher than the 10% of awfuls, AWFLs, women who said the same in 2014. Back in 2014, the fact that 10% of these women wanted out of America was not an outlier, but the rest of the population, with the rest of the population or other demographics, hell, if you ask me on the right day, like right after I've watched La Dolce Vita for the 100th time, I'll tell you I want to move to Rome. But 40% of young women dream of life elsewhere. Like, there are so many psychological aspects to this that I think are worth delving into. For one thing, young women are the most likely out of any demographic to vote liberal, to vote socialist, to be far left. We've seen the charts. This is always the case because of the natural inclinations of women versus men to be more caring, more understanding, more generous in a lot of ways, which is a wonderful thing and a good thing. When you're with babies, okay, when you're with babies and little children, it's a wonderful thing to be kind and giving and merciful and generous and patient with them. But when that same instinct is applied to murderous criminals or decisions about war, it becomes a terrifying thing. It becomes not a benefit whatsoever, but rather an existential problem. So that causes young women in particular to vote for the left. And yet, as the left takes power, as the leftist policies are put into place, all of the things that women hate become more and more prevalent. You know, like being raped. You know, things like strange foreign men grabbing you off of the street and chaining you to a radiator and letting all of their friends have a turn. That type of stuff tends to increase the more socialist policies get enacted. So there's this sort of odd cycle that we've entered into where the young women, for the most part, vote for socialist policies that make them miserable and less safe, and then they want to flee. You could just not vote for those. You could just not vote for those things, and then wouldn't that be better? Here's an idea. Don't bring in the people who say they want to close down Rikers and let all of the prisoners out. Okay? Is this complicated? But that's not the only thing, right? It's the fact that where do they think is better? What do they think is better? Where do they think they're going to go? Like, it's actually childish is what it is. It's childish. It's like this guy says, hell, if you ask me on the right day, like right after I've watched La Dolce Vita for the 100th time, I'll tell you I want to move to Rome. It's like, well, yeah. Okay, if I could live in a movie, okay, yeah, I would choose that too. Wouldn't be La Dolce Vita. Not sure what it would be, but it would be violent. Probably be Lord of the Rings. So like, yeah, if I watch Lord of the Rings, I might go, you know, maybe I'll move to Middle Earth, but that's a childish fantasy. It's because the movie presents the location in a fantastically wonderful way. So you know that doesn't exist. You don't actually yearn for that. You might yearn for it, you might want it, but you don't actually make plans to move to Rome because, spoiler alert, smells like piss. A lot of Rome smells like urine. I'm sorry to tell you this. Full of Africans as well. So maybe not the, beautiful city of the world that it was in 1960 when the film was made. The point is that, like, a lot of these young women are literally in a fantasy world where, like, the fantasy is double-sided. The fantasy is that America is evil and bad and difficult to live in. That's a fantasy. The fantasy of oppression, the fantasy of discrimination, the fantasy of the patriarchy, right? They're being oppressed by invisible binds. They're being jailed by bars that don't exist. That's one side of the fantasy. The other side of the fantasy is that other places are better somehow. And so what it represents is not a genuine dissatisfaction with America, but a lack of maturity and understanding about the world around them. So it's somewhat troublesome in my interpretation. And, you know, I've got some videos if we want to sort of show some of this stuff. I've got some videos to illustrate the consequences of the choices that people make when they vote for the likes of Mom Donnie. They're not fun consequences. They're not good things that you want to see. They're actually genuinely, like, harrowing and horrifying and not easy to watch. But we're going to show them to you so you can learn. We're going to show them to you so we can all understand together exactly what it's like when the more beneficent and giving and trusting side of our nature wins out over the skeptical, the protectionist, and the unmerciful instincts. Not that it's a bad thing. Like, it's weird. You can have different standards for different situations. I feel like this should be obvious, but, you know, when you're making a decision about your family or your neighborhood or your friends, you have one level of consideration that you give to them. You have a level of what you're willing to put forward versus what you're expecting in return. But then when you're making that decision on behalf of a nation, you have to have different priorities. It's like, this is so obvious, but people actually don't understand this. They actually have a lot of trouble breaking through the mental barrier and understanding, yes, it would be very mean for you as an individual to, like, see a starving person and you have food and you just keep it for yourself. No, right? You're not even hungry, but you're just like, no. It's my food. It's not yours. I'm keeping it. That would be like, if you saw somebody do that, you'd be like, what the hell's wrong with you, dude? The man is starving. Give him some bread. What is wrong with you? But then when you're talking about a nation, that is spending billions and billions of dollars to feed people around the world who aren't us and don't like us and don't give us anything for the stuff. And our people are having their lives made worse, and generation after generation is seeing their life degrade in quality. And at least part of that is because the decision has been made to give away our surplus and give away our prosperity to those who didn't earn it and didn't build it and aren't working for it, then really you're engaged in a suicidal form of empathy. But to a lot of young people out there, a lot of women and a lot of weak men, it feels the same as withholding food from a starving person. But these are different situations with different considerations, different consequences. They're not the same. But people really have trouble getting over that emotional hook of, but the person is sad. But the person is sad. Don't you want to do whatever they ask of you? It's like, not if it means my country is destroyed. What? No. But people have trouble breaking through that, which is fine if they didn't vote. Like, you can have that opinion, but you should also have the humility to say, but that's why I'm not in charge, because I couldn't make those decisions. Those are hard decisions. And thank goodness we've got strong men at the top to make those decisions for us and make those hard choices, because I'm too soft-hearted myself. But they don't realize that. People don't think that way. They think you're mean for prioritizing the thing that you're in charge of. It's absurd, but this is all tied in together here. It's all part of the same phenomenon, series of phenomena that we're seeing, chain of action we're seeing unfold. Now, I thought I had a video, maybe the, okay, here it is. We can go first. I put two videos in here. Actually, you know what? I've got another one from today, and this one was very funny, and there was a funny comment about it that I'll find and play. But this is the type of stuff, clip number two, that you might find you need should you, as a young woman, find that the government does what you want them to. Is if you, as a young white woman, in all likelihood, vote for the socialists, vote for the open borders, you might find you get exactly what you want, and then you might need underwear that stops people from raping you. Let's watch. Locks it. So there you go. Modern chastity belts. What do you know? Modern chastity belts. Isn't that something? Yeah, you just, you know, invite in enough people of a certain persuasion, and suddenly, maybe that's what it was all about at the end of the day. Maybe this was all, maybe all of immigration is just a giant scheme by the modern chastity belt industry. Maybe we've clicked it together here. Kind of weird, right? Isn't that kind of weird that they would start advertising this? For our radio listeners, it is literally a modern chastity belt. It's underwear that locks so that people can't rape you. So you could just vote, or you could just vote for the right. or here's another idea. You could not bring in millions upon millions of rapists to your shores and then cover up their actions with the police and demonize the opposition by calling them racist. Or you could buy the locking underwear. I guess the choice is yours. It's also something I never realized about chastity belts. I thought they were always fake. I didn't think they were like a real thing. I thought they were like a meme. You know, like a blood libel, like a smear made up. Where it's like, did you know in the Middle Ages they would lock women's undergarments? That's ridiculous. But no, it wasn't about the woman. It was about like, when women would be sent on like sea voyages and they'd be the only woman on a ship of sailors, they'd lock them down for their own protection. Interesting history tidbit there for you. Doesn't have much to do with anything else, but this is the consequence. Now, that was the funny side of the consequence. Kind of the silly side. If you'd like, we can go to the not silly side. We can go to, y'all pulling these videos, I just dropped them in, Amsterdam, another one in New York City, another one in Barcelona. We'll go to these in just a second. But somebody, you know, was saying about this exact thing. just like how did this happen? How have we gotten to this point that they are reinventing modern chastity belts to stop women from being? It's like the fact that women in Europe now have pet pigs. They walk around with pet pigs because they scare off Muslims that way. Does the crew not believe me? Wait, did I just hear the crew cast doubt in my direction? You fools. See, this is... we've actually already been through this. There's actually a video. I believe it's on InfoWars. It's on X. In fact, it was on my Twitter because I tweeted out with the label, "My producer didn't believe me about the lengths women in Europe will go to avoid being raped by Muslims." And this exact same thing happened where I said... British or European women have pet pigs to scare off Muslim men, and they doubt me, and these people doubt me. It's true. What am I supposed to say? And then my idea was, yeah, there's one Vietnamese pot-bellied pig right there. Isn't that funny? There should be like a, you know, it's like the scene when a guy's like breaking in a house and he hears a dog bark and he's like, oh crap. It's like that, but a Muslim and he hears an oink. He's like, oh! Dives out the window. I was saying, here's what you do. Bacon-based makeup. You render pork products into makeup and skincare products for women in Europe. How about that? How's that for an idea? I got lots of them. Yeah, no, it's... They're going to extraordinary circumstances. And again, it's funny to laugh about the chastity belt thing, but would you like to see New York City? Would you like to see New York City and a young woman getting exactly what she voted for? Let's watch the subway scene, shall we?
Violate a lady! Why'd you do that again?
Now, notice here, and we can bring the audio down a little bit. I don't even want to make fun of this woman. Like, she actually stands up for it. Like, she, like, isn't backing down, and like, she's obviously a tough broad. Good for her. You know, notice a fit-looking young white man right there, probably easily capable of dealing with the issue. In fact, I can tell his adrenal system is firing on all cylinders right now, as every instinct in his body is telling him to fight this guy, as the blood rushes to his extremities and the, you know, it starts getting thicker as the stress hormones kick in. But you've taught him his lesson, haven't you? Haven't you, America? You've taught him exactly what he should do when he sees a young woman on the subway being threatened and menaced by a much larger, very dangerous-looking man. He's supposed to sit there quietly and let it happen. He's doing exactly what he's supposed to do. He's doing exactly what he has been told to do. What has been reinforced in him is the right thing to do over and over and over again. So, yeah, that sucks for that woman. That looked like literally a harrowing experience. How much more do you think that's going to happen when free bail gets extended, when the prison gets shut down, when you have a mayor now who thinks that violence itself is a social construct that doesn't actually exist in reality? And so now you want to leave America? Well, thanks for the parting gift, I guess. Of course, we're getting to know what's going on here in America. In Europe, they're learning it much better than us. Here's a scene in Barcelona. Barcelona, Spain. Four young women out for a night on the town. When some of the liberal pets come a-calling. Let's watch. Again, like, oh my God, I think I just want to go live in Spain. I'm just sick of being in America where there's this patriarchy. I just want to go live somewhere else, like Spain. Women just, like, assaulted by multiple different groups of men. One group of men assaults them, grabs their purse, runs off. The next group of men, they're, like, looking to, like, will you protect us? And they're like, nope. I think I just want to live in Spain. I'm thinking Barcelona. I think Barcelona looks lovely this time of year. I just want to get away from America where all this toxic masculinity is everywhere. Cut to your head smashed into the pavement. I mean, it's just like, do you realize, like, this isn't a playground? This isn't a preschool. You are not dealing with children. You just have to be shown a little bit of love and care and shown how to do the right thing. You're dealing with human beings, a lot of whom are motivated by pure, unrepentant evil. So when you make decisions about who to vote for, you probably keep that in mind, okay? Should we go to, do you want to go to more? It's not just women. It's Christians too. And Christians have this same problem. Our religion teaches us to turn the other cheek and to show mercy. But only to a certain extent, I'd have to say. I'm happy to turn my cheek. I'm not about to let you hit my daughter's cheek, right? I actually have a duty to protect her and the other people around me from evildoers, even if that means I have to do some brutal things myself. But don't worry, folks. If you think Christianity is weak, if you think Christianity is, you know, behind a lot of the mercy that we show our enemies, and it could well be, but don't worry. That type of Christianity is going away, and the Muslims are making sure of it. Let's go to what happened in Amsterdam here, where a female Christian preacher had the temerity to dare to try to instruct one of Allah's soldiers. Let's watch. Yo, there she is preaching. There she is being asked politely by the young man. Ma'am, I disagree with your ideas. Ah, touche. Have you considered this? So, that's a woman preacher being literally slammed to the pavement by her hair because she dared to address her proselytizing to a Muslim man. And luckily, a few people did stand up to her. So again, I'm not even being facetious about this stuff. Like, this is all very real and intense and horrifying. But it's also just so frustrating. I can't, like, address this within, as if, like, any of this needed to be said and needed, like, I needed to tell you this. Like, really, we need people to understand. Not only is America and Western Europe as a whole the greatest place for women ever in the history of the world. It's America and it's Western Europe in the modern age is the greatest place to be a woman of all time. Because we're Christian, okay? Because we respect women. Like, so many false dichotomies exist out there, and there's a false dichotomy that's promoted where it's like Muslims and it's a woman in a trash bag, and liberalism and it's pornography or a woman in a skimpy bikini. And it's like, this is another false dichotomy that's prevented. It's not like brutal, repressive, organized religion crushing your human nature versus total lasciviousness, libertinism, you know, scandalous behavior. What about Americanism? What about that third way? What about, you know, pretty happy women in nice dresses running a business or raising their kids? Yeah, we nailed this. We already nailed it, folks. And now we're being ripped apart by these two dichotomous poles that have no relation to the historic character of our entire civilization. So let's reclaim the character of that civilization, which is strong, good men using their force, using their power, using their might to protect the innocent and defend against the invaders and the abusers. Can we do that? Can we get back to just like normal?
You know, today is the one-year anniversary of the fake auction they had last year. The judge ordered an auction. We had groups to buy that would keep us on air. We later sued them. I got the internal emails. The U.S. trustee of the Justice Department that intervened in my bankruptcy, where they're talking to the Democrat Party plaintiffs. So they said, we're not going to ever let him stay on air. We're just going to cancel the auction and you'll basically give it to you. But tell the judge and the world it was an auction. Remember all that? That auction was today, a year ago. How embarrassing for them. And a lot more has obviously come out, and a lot more is.
The satirical website and newspaper, The Onion, has taken over the website InfoWars of Alex Jones, the very platform that Jones used to spread horrific conspiracy theories, including those really awful false claims about the Sandy Hook shooting. Jones responded on social media today saying this.
I don't know what's going to happen. I'm going to be here until they come in here and turn the lights off.
Lights off, buddy. The website shut down. This is what happens when you search for the site. Quote, unavailable till further notice. So, Ben, what is your plan for the site?
We're going to take it and take the universe that Alex created and just pave it over. We're going to create a new world where hopefully in a couple of years, if you think of InfoWars, you'll either think of this day where we pulled off this very ridiculous joke where we're able to purchase InfoWars as is.
And there is an investigation of that going on. I'll just stop there. They already know. They've been visited. But they don't care. They just go forward. And I said, you cancel the auction. This isn't a real auction. I'm going to go challenge it. And the judge wasn't corrupt and blocked them. So just remember what we've all been through and all the other stuff.
What would you control?
I mean, I really would like to control InfoWars.
No, that's a good answer.
We are listener supported by you. And I'm obviously only going to sell you stuff that really has a great effect. You buy the Patriot t-shirts with the widest selection, some of the best designs, ball caps, hoodies, sweaters, great designs, great messages, wake people up, meet like-minded people, discover what it's like to be Alex Jones or Donald Trump. It's a total adventure to wear. But the supplements is where I can really deliver to you. The Ultra Methylene Blue, 99.9% of people feel it within 30 minutes. But its real effects are long-term. Cleans out your cells, energizes your body, over-the-top energy with no letdown. The highest quality, highest-rated bovine colostrum. If you don't know about bovine colostrum, please research it, then know we have the best. 2,000 milligram per scoop. But the Shilajit, and Shilajit is amazing, but not all Shilajit is equal. No, it would take an hour to get into that. Research Shilajit and know we have the best. It has all these natural peptides that boost testosterone in men, make your skin glow, stamina, libido, clarity. It goes on and on. And so the new flash sale for 48 hours is Shilajit gummies. Buy one, get one free, and a free hat. Murdered out, limited edition, InfoWars ball cap, black on black. And this is the last day for the free hat. We're going to extend until tomorrow. Buy one, get one free for the Shilajit gummies. But today is the last day, this Thursday, November 13th, 2025, to get the free ball cap on top of it. That is an amazing deal. I want to thank all of you that have supported. I want to encourage those of you that have been on the fence and haven't done it. Now is the time to take action and experience how great these products are. The Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the Bovine Colostrum, the Ultra Methylene Blue. It's all there at thealexjonesshow.com, which I don't own. That's our sponsor, Bigly. It's financing and owns the new Alex Jones Network backup system, everything else that's happening. So it's not just critical for your health and your longevity and to experience these great products, which you need to believe me and try them. They really work. It's beyond critical in keeping this transmission on the air, which the globalists dream about getting off the air. So thank you all for your past support. I want to thank those that have taken action. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back, folks. This is The War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Remember, you can support us by going to thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com, your one-stop shop for everything you need to be healthy and patriotic as we move in to the winter season. Make sure you're stocked up on Shilajit gummies. They are right now, buy one, get one free. Mine says the Shilajit. Is it Methylene Blue? Methylene Blue is buy one, get one free on thealexjonesstore.com. You can also get a free InfoWars hat with any is that still going on, guys? I need clarification. It was supposed to end. I was told it was supposed to end, and yet they've extended it. This is frankly irresponsible of us. The sales are too good. We can't last like this. So I've got the information here. Shilajit gummies, buy one, get one free. Plus you get a free hat with the purchase of those Shilajit gummies. This sale ends tonight, Thursday, November 13th. Buy any bottle of the Shilajit gummies, get another bottle free. Plus that InfoWars hat in every order. It is your last day to get the free hat. And of course, Shilajit gummies, if you don't know, I mean, when you describe Shilajit, it sounds like you're describing something out of a fantasy novel. Shilajit is this substance that spontaneously emerges at the top of mountains. It's crazy. Literally. It's almost like a tar-like substance. and it emerges from the ground at the top of the Altai Mountains. And like 10,000 years ago, the locals of this mountain noticed that the monkeys in the area would eat this stuff that emerged out of the ground. And so they started eating it. So it became this very, you know, little known but extremely powerful, naturally occurring superfood that only occurs at the top of mountain peaks, like the Himalayas and the Altai Mountains. Same as Irish sea moss. It's just for some reason in this one area of the ocean, the sea moss that it produces has all of these incredible effects. And again, in a time of, you know, desperation during the Irish famine, people out of necessity started eating the sea moss and realizing, hey, this is a superfood. This is everything we need and more. It's got iodine, all this other great stuff. So like really all we do is we take these near miraculous nutritional substances, sea moss and shilajit, and we refine them. Because that's the thing about shilajit is that when it comes out of the mountain, it naturally occurring can have some heavy metals and stuff. And so we put it through a very, very rigorous, top of the line, as hardcore as you can get filtration process. So if you buy cheaper shilajit from other people, you can't guarantee that they're free of heavy metals. Ours is absolutely free of heavy metals, absolutely free of contaminants, sourced from the greatest sources, packaged in a very delicious gummy form, and sold to you at half off, or buy one, get one free. Right? Tomato, tomato. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Buy one, get one free for the shilajit gummies, this miraculous miracle substance that monkeys taught us about and that we refine to perfection and package in a delicious snack. TheAlexJonesStore.com/Harrison if you want to let them know who sent you. Now, like I said, I got a lot of stuff to cover this half hour, and then the next hour I'll be joined by Sam Parker, and we'll talk about how he and others like Elijah Schaefer are being sued by the girlfriend of Kash Patel, who's definitely not an Israeli agent. Okay, it's to even say that, it's so untrue it should be illegal. Okay, to make such outrageous claims. Frankly, I'm insulted on behalf of Israel. Like they would ever do anything so untoward and underhanded to their greatest allies at that. Anyway, should we talk about the Epstein files? Because we still have more information about the Epstein files we can get to. But I want to get to some more political stuff because obviously the lawsuit does have to do with Israel. I got a lot of Israel topics, but I'll save those for Sam Parker. And then after that, and hopefully I'll be able to get through enough stuff to take your calls in the third hour. But John Fetterman has been a very, very interesting character in American politics. And I, like many people, have had to eat a little bit crow about him. But, you know, recently he discovered, realized, it finally became impossible to ignore the real differences between right-wingers and left-wingers. John Fetterman has come out saying, yeah, the left-wing is way worse than the right-wing. They're vicious, they're bitter, they're angry, they're merciless. Now, he's learning this. But there's another distinct difference, which is not for everybody, but for some of us, principled people on the right, we have the ability to change our minds. Quote Winston Churchill, I'd rather be correct than consistent. And frankly, John Fetterman has changed, and he's changed a lot of his positions. And I used to make fun of him for looking like an ogre and possibly being retarded. But I take that back. I take all of that back, and I apologize. Because clearly, he's shown himself willing to break with the majority, willing to stand up against his own party when necessary, and able to, you know, look at policies and situations and decisions being made by the U.S. government and actually coming to the correct answer and then saying it regardless of what his party line is or, you know, what might benefit him in the short run. So I've grown to respect John Fetterman. I do wish he would put clothes on. I do think it is a sign of disrespect to the office to be walking around like a schlub all the time. But hey, I'll take an honest slob over a well put together demon any day of the week. So I genuinely wish him the best. Hopes he recovers. And it's just another instance where it's like, I read about this And genuinely, my first thought, just as it would be with really anybody, period, but you know, anybody in the Democrats or whatever, you hear like hospitalized after a fall, and it's like, oh no. You know, it's like your first response should be like, oh God, I hope he's all right. Like just naturally, just instinctually, that's what should come out of your mouth. That's what should fill your heart. And it's kind of disturbing to know that like that's not the case for like half our country. Even people that are on his team, on his side, that are Democrats or, you know, more aligned with him politically. And it's not like they hate him personally because he's not with them aligned 100% every single time. He is the enemy and he deserves to die. That is their mindset. And when they hear that he fell and is hospitalized, they're giddy, they're gleeful. They actually like hearing that he's hurt. I feel like emphasizing that because it's like, you know, imagine being like that. Imagine being one of these people. Like, if you're not one of these people, you should be glad you're not one of these people. Because it must be gross. It must be, like, gross and weird to have your first instinct be, like, joy when you hear somebody's hurt. But that is, you know, largely instinct. And again, it's not that they don't like him personally. They probably don't know anything about him personally. They probably don't know what his positions really are or why he has broken with the Democratic Party. But he is in a beef with the Democratic Socialist, and their followers are mindless zombies who will hate whoever they're told to hate. And again, you have to understand, if Republicans find somebody who disagree with us 90% of the time and we find 10% that we agree, we're like, hell yeah, 10%, right? We're like, that guy gets it on immigration, you know, and good for him. He's really dumb about all this other stuff, but he is right about this, and that's good, and we have common ground there. It is the exact inverse of the left. Now, maybe this is just a coping mechanism because Republicans have been so, you know, kept excluded from mainstream news and stuff that just even seeing somebody be semi-conservative is like a revelation to us. You know, there's that condition. And maybe it's not a good thing. You know, maybe we do need to be a little bit more hardcore about who we welcome in to the movement. Maybe 10% is not enough to say you're on our team. I think we've seen a lot of that recently. However, it is better than the cult mentality mindset of the left, which says if you deviate from us on anything ever, you are the enemy. And in fact, you're worse than the people that are completely against us because you're like a traitor. You're like a traitor. And as we've explained over and over again, whether it is an abusive relationship between a couple, a small-scale abusive relationship in a group like a cult, or a nationwide abusive relationship between the media and the people, the government and the citizens. They follow the same pattern. They invoke the same psychological manipulation to maintain control. And that's what happens with the left. And if you know anything about cults, you know they're very nice to people outside of the cult, usually. Usually, they want more people in their cult. And so if you're not in their cult, if you think their cult is insane and stupid, they'll meet you with a smile and shake your hand and say, let's correct some of those misconceptions you have about my wonderful group. But if somebody inside the cult says, yeah, I don't know about the latest revelation about how the prophet has to sleep with my daughter, that seems a little bit suspect, then it's like, well, time for you to go to the beating room. Time for you to sit in the beating circle and we'll all have a whack because you just disagreed with us on about one thing. So the abuse is coming. They always abuse people inside of their groups way more than the people outside because that's how you maintain control and maintain that facade of unity. So John Fetterman is worse than an enemy of the Democrats. He's a traitor to them. He's worse than an outsider to the cult. He's an insider that has turned coat on them. So just understand how they see this. Here's John Fetterman explaining that the left is, in fact, worse than the right. Let's watch.
You said, quote, I've drunk deeply of the venom of both the left and the right. As a connoisseur, I can confirm that the most poisonous, the bitterest, is from the far left. That is pretty remarkable. To hear you say that as an elected Democrat. Why?
It's just been my personal experience on this thing. And when I asked my digital team, I said, you know, we're on all the platforms. You know, really, what's kind of the harshest? What's kind of the most personal? And the answer was immediate. He said, "Oh, blue sky. It's blue sky." And the difference is, I mean, the right would say really rough things and names. You know, some names I won't repeat on TV. But the on the left, it was like they want me to die, or that we're cheering for your next stroke. Or that's terrible, that depression won. Why couldn't it depression won? And I hope your kids find you. They even have like the graphic, a GIF where they have like a stroke, you know, in your head,
oh my gosh,
cheering at that. Yeah, and they said that, I remember one, they claimed, oh, the doctor let us down, and why did they have to save his life? Just really, like, I just can't imagine. People are wishing, you know, I wish he dies, or I want him to die, you know, literally cheering for a stroke. And I don't know what the kind of a place where that comes from. I mean, that's much different than just calling me a name, you know, that's really been consistent, you know, in that community online.
That's just how they are. And I think my favorite part about that video is Dana Bash just like, oh my gosh. Just totally stone-faced, not caring at all. It's absolutely true, and it's sickening. And it goes back to, you know, the video that Nick Fuentes made the day after Charlie Kirk was murdered, where he just laid out, these are the two sides, man. The two sides are people that are like human beings, and that even if we're opposed to each other, we don't want to kill each other. And then it's the people that are heartless, people that are vicious, people that are extremist and psychopaths. They really are bad. There's no other way to put it. They're just evil people. And I'm glad more people are understanding this. I mean, we've shown multiple videos with this exact phenomenon with Cheryl Hines, RFK Jr.'s wife, saying the same thing. I got to DC and I realized, huh, these Republicans are actually very kind. Democrats are very vicious. And we learn this over and over and over again. So I hope he does better. You know, I hope he recovers. I hope he survives being a leftist and disagreeing with them moderately. It ain't easy. Now, I want to go to a video. I haven't actually seen this movie, but I thought this was fascinating, and I'm going to have to watch it. But it was public. It was sent to me on my ex, somebody saying, this movie really helped me understand things. I had not heard of this, but I love the premise of it. I'm not even sure if I should show it because I haven't seen the movie, and it could have a bad message at the end of the day. But I think this is such a... The trailer sort of tells the whole story, and it's absolutely fascinating and sort of... I wouldn't say it's required viewing because, I haven't seen the movie, but like the theme that you're about to see expressed is required understanding for an info warrior. Okay? It's a movie called Mr. Jones's Plantation, or The Jones Plantation, clip number 9. Here's the trailer for this movie. It came out in 2023, and I love this premise, and I think it's a very valuable metaphor to understand in the modern world. Let's watch.
You can control a man for a period with brute violence, but you cannot truly own a man unless he thinks your word is law and that he must obey and is virtuous for doing so.
We are losing money. A little more every month that goes by with no end in sight. They can sense weakness, and they are gonna smell blood like a gator to chum. They're gonna kill us both.
Mr. Scott said this man is a miracle worker. I think he can help us.
You're a Nick?
Good people, good people. My name is Mr. Smith. As of this very moment, you are now all free. Free at last.
From now on, we are all in this together.
This plantation will run on equality.
I have created something called Jones Plantation Credits.
We're gonna keep them up to their ears in debt.
Jimmy Jack will now be in charge of our new security team to protect this plantation and to serve all of you.
You too
We're going to have a little contest to see who can win the hearts and minds of the human livestock out there.
Bo Jones!
Most people are weak-minded to wield real power. You must be willing to do what most consider unthinkable.
What most people consider to be unthinkable is that men like you even exist.
That's our greatest advantage.
As free people, we work together for mutual benefits. Let our love and loyalty to Charles Plantation.
We are not free.
I ain't no slave.
They have tricked you into thinking that choosing your own master is the same as being free. You offer them a truth that they don't want. They want to feel safe.
There's a dark thing going on this plantation.
Every man deserves freedom, but freedom isn't free.
I'm Nathaniel Jones, and I approve this message. God bless you. And God bless this glorious.
Here you go, Jones Plantation is the name of the movie. Again, I haven't seen it, so I can't even say if it's good or not. You know, it could very easily, take what appears to be a good message and twist it. So again, I don't want to get a bunch of comments from people being like, I can't believe you, that movie was totally socialist. Yeah, there you go, Mr. Jones Plantation, damn. Alex looks hardcore in that. I was like, that looked real. That looked like a straight up Civil War photo. That was crazy. How brilliant is that? Like, I wish I'd thought of this. A slave plantation with unruly, unhappy, unprofitable slaves gets a former slave himself to come in and convince the slaves they're all actually free, but have to participate in this debt-based monetary society and two-party voting system in order to truly be free. And of course, sort of the opening line of that trailer reflects the infinitely appropriate quote from Aldous Huxley, where he says, you know, you can do anything with spears except sit on them. In other words, you can conquer things and push people around, but you got to always be aggressive. You can never relax, right? The way to relax is to convince people to love their slavery, is to convince people that they're happy even when they shouldn't be happy. That is the true trick of the New World Order. That's the true trick of the powers that be, to convince you to willfully embrace your own slavery, to actively participate in your own indentured servitude. And they do it exactly as that trailer just showed, through empowering language and deliberately restrictive monetary policy. It's actually a very potent combination, those two things. So I thought that was absolutely brilliant, and is a good way to think about the struggle that we're waging right now. That it's very accurate how we are. In fact, I think there's I don't think it's Bill Hicks, but there's a stand-up comedian who says the same things. Says, you know, it must have been weird with slavery, where it was like, all right, you're all free. See you back here on Monday, right? You're all free to find your own lodging, but I need you back on Monday at opening bell on the line working for 2 cents an hour. That must have been a bizarre transition to go through. But in a lot of ways, that is the transition. It's one that we are still trying to break out of. In other words, I'd love to just show that to people who do think we're free because we can vote or because they can buy things at the store. It's like, do you not understand how the very things they're presenting as freedom are in fact the things enslaving you? That's just fascinating stuff. And I love that. And I thank the person who sent it to me. I can't wait to actually watch that full movie. Now, I want to go through some more news here for we welcome our guest, but I'm hoping I can get through all of it. There's another example of leftist violence breaking out. Manhunt underway for bat-wielding man who appeared at U.S. Attorney Alina Haba's house, destroying her property. A bat-wielding man appeared at the U.S. Attorney Alina Haba's office Wednesday evening and destroyed property in her office before fleeing the scene. Any violence or threats against any federal officer will not be tolerated, period. This is unfortunately becoming a trend as radicals continue to attack law enforcement agents around the country, Bondi said. Well, You know what I think? You know what I think should be done about this is something. What I think you should do is literally anything, and then maybe we can mitigate this. Ms. Haba has said that she will not be intimidated by radical lunatics just for doing her job, and good for her, but another sort of scary instance of the left being violent radicals. What do you know? Now, this isn't exactly left versus right, except that it's the outcome of the leftist policy. And yet another example, and it seems like the examples are becoming more absurd, of people let out of prison to go on to commit another crime. I feel like when we first started talking about this, it'd be like, you know, wow, this guy with 38 criminal convictions was released on bond. 2 months later, he attacked a woman. But now it's to the point where it's like, hey, this person with 135 felony accounts got out of custody and started breaking windows at the courthouse he was being arraigned in. Like, it's the time period is shrinking. The number of violations is increasing. Things are just getting crazier. So get a load of this headline. Suspect accused of assaulting woman, freed without bail, returns in an hour to assault the same victim again. According to Charles County Sheriff's Office in Maryland, on November 7th, James Bowman III, 40, was arrested for domestic-related assault after he allegedly punched a woman in the face and bit her hand. The woman should have felt some measure of relief and safety knowing that her alleged attacker was behind bars. Instead, officials in the blue state of Maryland released Bowman from jail with no bail requirement under the Constitution that he doesn't, under the condition, rather, that he does not abuse the woman he allegedly attacked again an hour later. 1 hour later. Like, what is the point of having police? What is the point of having a criminal justice system? I ask that rhetorically, but let me answer the question. It's so you don't have to do it yourself. Right? The idea is, in this wonderful thing we've developed called Western civilization, that this woman, no matter who she is, no matter what she owns or who she knows, she calls the cops, and within minutes, highly trained, professional, and highly armed police officers will show up to put themselves at risk to rescue her and to protect her. And they'll haul that man away and leave her with a semblance of safety and security. But if he comes back an hour later and beats the crap out of her again, what's the point? So what should she do? I guess she needs a brother or a husband or a father to protect her. I guess they need a clan to protect each other. I guess we'll just revert back to pre-civilization because civilization isn't being enforced right now. And it's horrifying. We'll be right back.
This is official. It is the mega corporations of the world waging war against prosperity, against the individuals, against small businesses. Tune in and learn how to stop the Great Reset before it's too late. It's not too late to bring the globalists that are orchestrating and engineering all of this to justice. Because if they get the blame for what they've engineered, they're going to go to prison. And their future operations to totally depopulate us, once the collapse takes place, will be stopped. So this is absolutely life-saving, critical, most important information in the world right now. It's why this broadcast still being on air keeps the New World Order, people like Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, and King Charles awake at night. And that's not a boast. They attack us. They spend their time and energy trying to shut us down. They have emergency summits at the White House yesterday calling us white supremacists because we're willing to stand up and fight them. We're willing to expose them. We're willing to be true to humanity and to God and our families and our children. This is a societal level collapse. They call it the Great Reset. This is their global domination. This is it. This is modern war.
Oh, no, no, no. I don't even know what this is. How did you get here?
I just caught you, American. You visited Bandai Video. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg and others angry at you. Do what CNN says and do not visit man.video or I have to hurt you. Ah.
receiving this transmission. You are the resistance.